Okay, now let's get into a discussion of how to edit your media. Once you've imported or recorded it, you're going to want to edit it to suit your needs. And this is basically going to be a shortcut fest because different people's workflows are different. You're going to want to do different things in different situations. So, just refreshing our memory, that space toggles play and stop. So beware when you press stop because of where the cursor will return to. Control space pauses, toggles play and pause. Left and right scrubs, equals and dash or minus, zooms in or out respectively, increasing and decreasing your scrubbing resolution for finer positioning of the cursor. Control cursor left, cursor right navigates to previous and next item respectively. Control shift comma takes you to the beginning of the selected item. Control shift full stop takes you to the end. Page up and down, navigate by bar. Control page up and down, navigate by beat. So now we've done that bit of recap. A, selects the item under cursor on selected tracks and splits it slash them. Why this is relevant is if you have multiple tracks selected, you are going to select multiple items if they exist under your cursor and split all of them. So that's important to know. It's also important to know that if you're going to try and select multiple items with Control Shift and either cursor left or cursor right, depending on what direction you want to go, or if you want to select tracks with shift cursor up, shift cursor down, depending on which way you want to go. If you select one track or item too far, you cannot reverse your choice by going back the other way. So if you didn't mean to select track 12, shift cursor up back to track 11 will not unselect track 12. To unselect an item or track that you didn't mean to select, you can either press shift escape, which will clear your selection of items, tracks, and envelope points if we're getting into automation. Or you can press shift space, which will enable non-contiguous selection mode, and then press shift space again, and it will unselect the currently highlighted item, the item that you most recently highlighted. So that's a bit complicated, but it's an important thing to know. Now, assuming you're just working with one track, pressing A will select the item under the cursor and it will split it. Now, by default, the split will come with little fade-ins and fade-outs at the end, 10 milliseconds long, to prevent pops and clicks. And in most situations, that is adequate. However, if you want to be sort of more precise and don't mind the extra key presses, what you can do is you can press Shift A, which selects item under cursor on selected tracks without splitting it. And then you can press Z, which takes you to the next zero crossing in your item. And a full discussion of zero crossing can be found in our recorded lessons. And then you can press A to split then. And likewise, Shift Z will take you to the previous zero crossing. And that's another way of creating edits at points where pops and clicks should not be produced. Shift S splits items at time selection. Bear in mind, if you are using the zero crossing method, you will have to make sure that both your time selection boundaries line up with zero crossings in your items. You can delete time selections. You can do that. So you can create a time selection, then you can press delete, and it will delete that time selection. Bear in mind that if you do that, you are deleting a portion of your timeline. So you're going to delete everything on all the tracks in that space. So that is the danger of time selection based editing. Let's have a little refresher of Ripple. Ripple is basically what else is affected when I move or delete this particular item. Now, the Ripple keys have changed. Control Shift P now reports the Ripple editing mode you're in, and Alt Shift P switches it. So you can have Ripple per track, where if you delete an item, the item to the right of it will move into its place, but only on that track. Or you can have Ripple all tracks, which means deleting an item on one track will affect the contents of all the other tracks. You have these three modes, and it's very important that you have the right mode for the right task Otherwise, your project can seriously break. I recommend having Ripple off for, say, deleting coughs out of vocals, for example, because then you preserve the timing of that vocalist's performance. Now, let's say that you want to correct a bad edit. Let's say that you have deleted someone's umming and aahing, but now because of their inflections, their phrases are actually too close together, and so they sound unnatural. You can move items by selecting the relevant item. You can press full stop to move it right, comma to move it left. Bear in mind that if Ripple is off, you will move items over each other. If you have two items on a track and you move the right one left, you will still move the right one over the tail of the left one. And in that instance, by default, a crossfade will occur. So the first item will start to fade out and the second item will fade in to make things nice and smooth. That can be toggled on and off by Alt-Shift-X. You can also grow and shrink your items. So think of items as being elastic, think of them as being containers. So let's say you have a big long source file, a big long talk like this one, and you delete everything around it. So there's just one word left, an item containing just one word. If you grow the right edge of that item by pressing Alt full stop, more and more of that source media is going to become playable to the right of that word that I talked about. If you press Alt comma, then the right item boundary shrinks and less of that source media is going to be playable because the right item boundary has moved to the left. The item has become smaller. Control comma grows the left edge out and control full stop shrinks. So it's kind of a very visual representation. Alt is to the right of control, so it deals with the right edge of the item. Full stop is to the right of comma, so you're pulling the right edge of the item to the right, thereby growing it. Comma is to the left of full stop, so if you press Alt comma, you're shrinking, you're pushing that right edge in towards the left. Likewise, control is to the left of Alt. So if you do control comma, you are pulling the left edge to the left, thereby growing the left edge of the item. Control full stop shrinks the left edge of the item. Highlighting an item and pressing Shift F2 will produce a very powerful dialog called the Item Properties dialog, where you can do lots of cool things. You can control the fade in and fade out curve and length of the item. You can control whether it's mono or not. And if it is mono, what sort of mono will it be? Mono left, mono right, mono down mix. You can reverse the channels of your item. You can change the pitch. You can change the rate. You can change the length. Now remember, if you make the item length greater than the source media with which it's associated, by default, the item will loop. So if you have a 2-bar piece of source media contained in the item, which initially will be exactly the right length to accommodate it, and you enlarge that item to be 4 bars, then you're going to get the original source media, and then it's going to be repeated once. You can fade out from cursor, so go back a little bit, from the right edge of your item and press Ctrl-Alt-O, that'll create a fade out. Likewise, Ctrl-Alt-I will fade in to your cursor, and you can fine tune those fades from item properties. You need the delete key to delete stuff, so that's bottom left of the block of sticks, not the backspace. Ctrl-X and Ctrl-C, they're sort of all context sensitive keys. So if the last thing you highlighted was a track, Ctrl-A will select all tracks. Control A will select all items. If the last thing was an item you highlighted, Control C and Control X will cut the last thing you highlighted, whether it be an item, a track, or an envelope point. Delete works the same way. If the last thing you created was a time selection, it will delete that. If it was an item, it will delete that. Markers, tracks, envelope points, the same way. Control-Alt-A selects all items on a track. N activates the nudge set dialog, which enables you to change various attributes of an item, precisely positioning the item on your track, or precisely growing its left or right edges to certain points, or even duplicating the item the appropriate number of times with the appropriate interval between the duplicates. A very powerful dialogue. I did a tutorial for Garth's Reproducer podcast on that. V will reverse a take. So if you want to turn something backwards, let's say a popular way to censor swearing in hip hop, for example, you'd split off the offending word and you just press V and it'd turn it backwards. That's a popular way to do that. And that's pretty much editing. You can do a lot of very powerful edits with those keys. If there are other editing concepts you need, let me know and I will cover those. But until then, happy editing.